Hello and welcome to Meandering Design. I'm your host, Candy Christensen, and I'm excited today to be answering some reader questions. I did want to follow up on one thing with the last podcast when I was talking about what it's like to work with an interior designer. And I talked about how I have clients order furniture, and I forgot to mention that in the past, and I will say the industry is changing, in the past there was a hidden cost when people worked with interior designers, and that was in the furniture markup. So interior designers would get a relatively significant discount from certain home stores, and they would mark up the price, and that's how they made money along with their fees. I think that some interior designers are moving away from this model. Furniture and accessory costs are passed on directly to the client, and instead that cost is clearly stated in their fees and their invoices to the client. I do not mark up prices. I also don't pass my designer discount on because it isn't really much these days. You can often get a better deal waiting for something to go on sale or by signing up for a newsletter and getting the store coupon. I wanted to clear up that perception because all my pricing is very transparent and I'm not making any money off of the items purchased by my clients. But if you do work with another interior designer, you may want to have that conversation with your designer to see how they work and what their fees cover. Just wanted to clear that one up. So on to today's show. I've had a few questions come my way recently, and this first one is from Christine. Christine asked, what's the best way to decide on and carry out a coordinating style throughout your home? I've been okay room by room in past homes, but never been able to get a whole place feeling cohesive. And that is a really good question. You want your home to flow together and have rooms that speak together, yet sometimes rooms can feel disjointed, and instead of speaking, they're not talking at all, and they might be shouting at each other. So the first thing I recommend you do is to hone in on what your design style is. I think sometimes when people aren't sure what designs they gravitate toward and what they're interested in, that when they go to buy something, they may be just grabbing what they found first or what's functional, and they aren't looking at a cohesive style for the home. So that's why you might get that kind of disjointed feeling. The other thing I would suggest before you start embarking on a journey to find your interior design style is that you bring, you know, your roommate, whoever lives with you, or your partner into this process as well. You may like bright, loud florals, and your partner's favorite color is gray. Some people truly don't care what surrounds them as long as they feel comfortable and have their needs met, but I found that most people want some sort of say in their home. The old model was, let the woman design how she wants it. Happy wife, happy life. And really that saying kind of turns my stomach. But you really should work with your partner to design a home that suits both of you. That may require figuring out how they want to be involved. Do they want to be picking everything out, or would they like you to bring them a few choices to pick from? There may need to be some compromises. You know, in my earlier example of, you know, large bright florals versus gray colors, you may put, instead of putting up a large bright floral wallpaper, you would have floral pillows on the couch along with some gray pillows. So compromise. Find ways to compromise that work for both of you. I've also found that having restrictions or parameters makes me a much more creative designer. So if I know that I'm designing a home and my partner has certain requests, it actually can be helpful. The other thing I would suggest is that you take my interior design class, Find Your Style. It's an online course. It will walk you through exercises to really hone in on your design style. Plus, I give examples of different popular design styles so you can visually see these and connect to what you like. You can find the class at meanderingdesign.com/classes, and I'll also link to it in the show notes. For today, to get you started on finding your style, I'm going to give you a quick and dirty version. So here's what I would suggest you do. Grab a stack of interior design and fashion magazines. Flip through them and pull out the pages that catch your eye. Don't think about it and don't overanalyze it. You may pull pages where you're inspired by the look of the whole room or just an element in the room, and that's totally fine. I also said to grab fashion magazines because that's where you may find your color and pattern inspiration. In fact, your closet is also a good guide for what you like. If you're doing this with someone, then have them do the same thing. Have them look through magazines and pull the images that they like. Next, grab a glue stick and some papers and paste all your images onto a poster board. I usually cut a poster board in half because I don't really need that much space. And once you get all your images on the poster board, you'll start to see themes emerge, and sometimes something may surprise you. Use that as your guide. If you're doing this with a partner, compare your boards. You know, first look at what you have in common, and then start to look at what is different, you know, kind of what which version is different from the other. Also, what are you willing to let go? But also, what do you really want? So when you're clear on what you really want in a home, and sometimes that might not be a design element, it might be a feeling, like I want my home to feel warm and cozy. Well, if your partner's all hard metal edges and your mood board has, you know, soft textures, you might want to combine those two together. What do you absolutely not like in your partner's board, and vice versa? You, as I said, it's really about compromise, but the core of this is communication. Talk this through. And it's not about, you know, if you're, I wouldn't use language that is like, I don't like your things. Sometimes people, their design style or even their fashion style is tied to their identity. So when you say, I don't like that, somebody might hear, I don't like you. So just be careful about how you talk these things through. But talk about them. Please, please talk about them. Now, back to that question at hand. How do you create a cohesive home? The easiest way to do this is through color. And I will definitely do another more in-depth podcast on how to pick color. All of your rooms don't have to match or be the same color. But as I mentioned, they need to speak to each other. They need to reference each other. So, for example, my living room has a carpet with burgundy green and a bit of yellow in it. My couch is gray, and I have a throw blanket that's yellow that also ties into the rug. It opens into my dining room, which has a gray runner on the table, and it has a carpet that has a little bit of yellow and green in the center. And also that yellow and green is tying into the yellow in the rug, which then is kind of a transition zone, and I start to add some blue and slight pink, very little bit of pink accents in this room as well. But when you look into the living room and dining room, what you primarily see is that yellow, green, and gray. And the art that has some blues and greens in it is over in a corner, so you don't quite see it directly from the living room. And the art that you see from the living room is mainly black and white or sepia toned, but there are a few places with just a little pink, which tie actually together with the burgundy in the rug in the living room. Also tucked into a corner, not visible from the living room, is a rust orange theater chair that I got from the Egyptian Theater in DeKalb. I went to school there and lived there in my 20s when I went to NIU, and so that's why I have a chair from there, because I loved that theater. So that chair is next, right off the kitchen, and which is also off the dining room. And the kitchen has an orange carpet in it that also has just a little bit of pink and some blue and green and orange art and accents as well in the kitchen. So each room is kind of like a transition to the next room. Nothing matches exactly, but everything kind of says, hey, hello, how you doing, to the next room and then on to the next room. The dining room is a transition zone between the living room and the kitchen. And I should also note that the predominant color in the living room and dining room is light gray to dark gray. So overall, the walls, the furniture, those are all white or light gray. And then you have small bits of color throughout the house. That's the color comes through then in the accent pieces. The ceramics, the books, lamps, pillows, rugs, and art are the pieces that have a bit of color. And even when they do have color, it isn't a loud color that takes up the whole space. I'm drawn to color, but yet I love the Scandinavian style, kind of all white. And I'm still trying to figure out that contradiction. And it really came up because I've gone through that exercise of making a mood board. And when I made a mood board, that sort of, I really want color, yet I really want white, is kind of all jumbled together. And I'm still trying to sort through that. The other way to create cohesion is through how you style things. So for example, I'm drawn to vintage Danish decor items, primarily pottery, a little bit of art, some glass vases, things of that nature. And they all have a very clean, relatively crisp style. And so in my living room, my coffee table is styled with a few books, which are blue to tie into the dining room, that color again. And on a tray next to the books is my vintage camera and a beautiful Danish glass vase that is amber and brown. And also another Danish white vase that has a raised print of very modern looking flowers. So there's even a little juxtaposition there of the glass vase, which is a little bit more ornate, and then this very white kind of streamlined, very modern looking vase. Then in the dining room, there are a few more Danish pieces, a pottery lamp and another vase. The lamp is a seafoam green and the vase has swirls of blue on it. So pick something you like. It could be a furniture designer. It could be Native American baskets. It could be handmade pottery in shades of black. Or maybe you have record albums that are framed as art and that's what's scattered around the house. Think of one element that, or one type of thing that's designed in a certain way, and use that in each room to tie each room together. And one other element to style with throughout your house that would tie any room together are things from nature. So you can use wood or plants or found objects. I have an antler that my grandfather picked up that was shed naturally on his property above the fireplace in my living room. And then on the totally opposite wall is an old bird's nest on a wood workbench in my dining room. I have plants throughout my house that add some much needed greenery and also help with air quality. So that's a win-win. Just a heads up though, I've not had much luck with succulents because I just kill them. I either overwater them, I don't give them enough light. And what's really funny is we see them always as these cute little succulents, but they grow and then they start looking kind of funky. But anyways, I digress. So what I would recommend, create some cohesion within your home, is to start figuring out what your home style is. And if you're not sure where to start, I've created a class for that. And it is at meanderingdesign.com/classes. And it's interior design, find your style. The other important thing is to not forget to include everyone who lives in the home in the design process. Everyone should have a say in how their home looks. Next, pick one element to carry throughout your home. It could be color. It could be a type of thing, either art or home decor elements. And finally, don't forget to use what nature gave you. Thank you so much for this fabulous question, Christine. And if you have any other questions, please go to meanderingdesign.com/blog and you can ask some questions in the comments. Next week, I answer another question, and that's going to be, could you get design points for dummies from Christy? So FYI, nobody's a dummy when it comes to design, but we can definitely give you some design points. Thanks so much. Bye.